Okay, we're reading from Derech Hashem. It's what?
Scary.
Scary?
Yeah.
Derech Hashem is scary, okay. Chelek Dalet, Perek Shvi, the end of Perek Shvi, in Os Vav, and not even Os Vav from the beginning, in the middle of Os Vav. So, what the Ramchal is saying, you guys know what Derech Hashem is, right? Yeah. Okay, so the Ramchal lived. He's the one who wrote this. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. He wrote this. He lived in, I believe, Italy, and he wrote it about 300 years ago. And basically, he was a very big mekubal, and he took a lot of the ideas of Kabbalah, and he kind of organize it into not just Kabbalah, though, all ideas in Judaism, Hashkafa, everything. And he organized it into a very thin volume called Derech Hashem. You can see it's very thin. And one of the famous commentators wrote, it's amazing how the Ramchal was able to take a God that's so big and put him into a book that's so small.
I thought that's what they were for Tanya. For the
Bala
Tanya.
This
says on the back of my Tanya.
I heard it about Derech Hashem, so I don't know. And I could be wrong. And basically what he did was he took all of Judaism, all the ideas of Judaism, and he put it all into one little book. Okay, so it's kind of like in some ways it's almost like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for like Hashkafa and ideas in Judaism. So he talks about everything that exists in the world of Judaism. Again, he doesn't talk about Kabbalah explicitly in Derech Hashem. It's more hidden, but it's definitely also is involved Kabbalah, Kabbalistic ideas. But it's again, mostly it's just the you know, stamp shot, like what is Torah, what are mitzvos, what are the malachim, what are all different things that, you know, we talk about and we experience and we read in the Torah and all these things that we have, that we know of, but we're not kind of like, we don't have like a systematic thought process about them. And he systemizes the entire thing and he goes in order and it's very, you know, very clear. It's actually a very important saber. Really, everybody should learn it. Okay. So at the very end, he's talking about mitzvos of of different mitzvahs of Zmanim. Okay, that's what this part is about. And he says as follows, and this is a very important yesod, which Katz mentioned yesterday. I mean, he spent a long time talking about it yesterday, and I feel like that's really very important for us to know, even if it's not a specific idea regarding Shavuos. It's an idea regarding all Zmanim. And it's something very, very important. So he says like this. He says, I'm skipping a couple of lines in the beginning of the paragraph above. He says, "V'shorish kulam huseder sidra achachma eliona shekol tikun shenitkan ba'or gadol she'ir b'zman me'azmanim b'shuv tu kufat hazmana hu ya'ir alinu or me'ein ha'or arishon v'techudash toledes atikun ahu b'yemei shekiblo." What he's saying is that the Kedusha that exists on all the Yom Tovim, the root of it is because whatever influence, whatever he calls it a light, whatever the light Hashem shone on the world at the time when certain events took place, the original time. So when we have a Moed, when we have a Yontif that celebrates those things, those occurrences, it's not stung. It's not because we're celebrating something that once happened in history. It once happened that we left Mitzrayim. It once happened that we got the Torah. So we're celebrating that. The Ramchal says that that's not the pshat. He says that it's not that we're celebrating what once happened, but rather we're celebrating where the light that existed at that time, the influence from Hashem that came into the world when we left Mitzrayim, when we got the Torah, comes back every year. Not exactly the same light. He says, Me'ein Ha'or HaRishon, similar to the Or HaRishon, but that same light similar to that light, that influence, that, you know, opening of abundance comes back into the world every year on that date. Okay? So in other words, and he says, he gives an example. So let's see. He said, "Yine apizeh nistavino b'chaga Pesach." Right? We were commanded to celebrate Pesach. B'chol anyanim shenistavino, and all the things that we did, zeich letzias Mitzrayim. Right? Because we're remembering that we left Mitzrayim. But he says, "Kipiyot atikon ahu tikon gadol me'od shenitkanubo," because whatever Hashem fixed in the world at that time was a great fixing. Ukamosh zacharnu lamalu kba b'shuv tkufat hazman ahu ya'ir aleinu or. So it comes out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up, that when that time period comes back, so the same light, the same influence that existed in the world at that time comes back into the world, and we can re-experience it every year. And that is, at that time we can reawaken in ourselves that tikkun, whatever that tikkun was, whatever that fixing was, at Mitzrayim, and each one you have to think about on its own. But each one, you have it, it comes back, that tikkun comes back, and it's revisited to us, and we can tap into it, and that's our job. That's our job. Our job is to tap into the light that comes back in each one of the modim, okay? Rakat's proved this idea with a very simple proof. In other words, there's lots of miracles that happen in Tanakh, lots of things that happen in Tanakh, crazy miracles that happen, which we have no celebration of whatsoever. We do not commemorate it at all. For example, when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden, okay, when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden split. You know this? It didn't split like the sea, because the sea splits as a sea, but the Yarden was a river. It just stopped. It stopped, and the water piled up on top of itself until it was miles high. There was a column of water from the Yarden that was miles and miles high, that the goyim from all around saw a pile of a pillar of water, a column of water from miles and miles and miles around. All the goyim were seeing this. Okay, just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, where everybody saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Here too, also the goyim were seeing this pillar of water. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You guys ever hear of it?
Yes.
Okay, besides for you, did you ever hear that? No. Yaakov Shumanukum? No, right? Mel, did you ever hear of that? Yeah. Maybe you heard of it when you read Tanakh, but do we do anything to celebrate that? Is there any day in the year that we remember that? No. Why not? Because that is a miracle that happened, but the lights, the shetha that happened at that time doesn't come back every year. And so therefore there's nothing to celebrate. We don't celebrate, we don't commemorate things that happened in the past. We commemorate, we do things that are happening now. Right now, we're having Shefa right now, and in 2 days, we're going to have Chag HaShavuos. When we're celebrating Chag HaShavuos, it's not because we're commemorating that which happened in the past. We're commemorating what happens today. This week, it's going to happen. This week, the light of Matan Torah is coming back into the world. We have the chance to tap into that and to re-receive the Torah. That's what's going to happen in a couple days. And so this episode is really important to keep in mind. Whenever we're coming to a moed, it's not that we're celebrating the past. We are celebrating what's happening right now. Right now. What's the idea of Matan Torah? So Kat spoke about it yesterday. He said, it's the day, Matan Torah, Shavuos, is the day that we basically got married to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We brought that in many Chazals. It's called in Chazal, Yom Chatunato, the day of the wedding of Kadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. Yeah?
Rav said on Shabbos that it used to be Shabbos before Shavuos used to be called Shabbos Kala. So,
nice. I
figured that
would
be part of this.
Very nice. Okay, so it's the day Mamash that we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the day we're Mamash entering into the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, so we have a chizuk, right? We're coming to Matan Torah. We have a chizuk. We're going to learn all night. Bezrat Hashem. Right? We're tapping into this connection that we have with the Torah and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the ikar way that we have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through our Torah. That's the most palpable and direct connection that we have to Hashem. It's also talked about in Derech Hashem earlier, and so on Shavuos, that's what we're tapping into. That we're going to receive that. So he said, he explained it with a mashal. He said, it's like if a person has an anniversary, a wedding anniversary, happens to be punt that it's my wedding anniversary today. Okay, if a person has a wedding anniversary, right? And so what do they do, right? What happens at the wedding anniversary? So on the wedding anniversary, what do? You sit with your wife, and you open up the album, or today, you open up the video. That was the one word you knew in the speech. You open up the video, and you watch the video, and you're like, oh, look, look. Here's why I put the ring on your finger. Oh, look, this is where we walked in for the first dance. Oh, remember that guy? Yeah, look how young he looks now. Now he's old. You know, all these things, right? You go through, you watch the video. Why are you watching the video? Well, you forgot what happened? You need to look at the pictures because you don't remember what, you know, whatever he looked like. What are you doing? Well, why are you doing that? What are you doing when you do that? It's very simple. It's obviously because you're trying to relive the moment. You're trying to get back into that moment, relive it, re-experience it. And by doing so, you're reinvigorating the relationship that you have right now. Right? You're married to your wife. You're married for 20 years. Now you come and you sit and you watch the wedding video and you reawaken that bond, that feeling of freshness and of energy that you had at the time of the wedding. That's what you're trying to do. That's what you're trying to accomplish when you do these things, right? And that's what we're doing with the wedding with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. With the wedding with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave another mashal, which is a scary mashal. But he said, like, you have, you know, you go to a wedding, right? You go to a wedding, and everybody's dancing. Everybody's dancing, right? The chassan, all his friends come. And they're all dancing the whole night. They're all very, very happy. Can you tell who's happier, the chassan or the friends during the dancing? Not really. They look basically the same. They're both very, they're all, everybody's really, really happy and really dancing with their hearts. And it's a lot of fun, right? Where do we see the difference between the chassan and his friends? Imagine if at the end of the wedding, the ending is over, the wedding's over, and the friends are all getting back on the bus to go back to the yeshiva. And the chassan says to the kala, okay, bye. I'm going back on the bus now. I'm going back with my the buddies to the dorms. That's where you see the difference between the chassan and the kala, right? The friends were there. They were happy. They were enjoying, but they weren't the chassan, right? The chassan stays with the kala. He doesn't go home. And that's what we have to really take in by Shavuos as well. By Shavuos, we're going to be learning Torah all night. We're getting remarried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're staying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of Shavuos. That's what we have to remember. We have to keep together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't leave. We don't go back home. It's not just an experience that we have and then, but that's it. We're supposed to stay together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep on with him, feeling close to him. And that's, we're trying to reinvigorate that. We're reinvigorating that with the Chag HaShavuos, with the learning all night, and with yes, even with the cheesecake, and with the steaks. We're reinvigorating that feeling of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and marrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but don't go home on the bus with the back to the dorms. You have to stay with the kala. With the chassan, in this case, you have to stay with the chassan. Okay, we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the idea over here by Shavuos, what Kat spoke about yesterday. All right, shkoyach, everybody.